Smile.
90.4 FM.
You're talking about the time somebody got something ever so slightly wrong.
So I've got this friend, Rena. She'll say, cut from the same bread, a different kettle of fish. I'd give my left eye, and the most famous one she's known for is Bob's your auntie.
One of my colleagues went on sabbatical leave, and that was a terminology I've never heard. So it was something unfamiliar to me, and a few weeks later I got a call, and someone said, can I speak to, he mentioned the colleague's name. I said, oh, sorry, no, this colleague is on celibacy leave.
I had been off to the doctor, and when I got back, my Afrikaans boss, he asked me, you know, wat sê die dokter, hoe gaan dinge? And I said, instead of saying, ek is nou op pille en brille, instead of using the B, I used a T.
So you said brille en tr.
Don't say it. Don't say it. We're going to get in trouble.
Good morning, guys.
You are an Irishman.
Full-blooded Irishman, yes. Being in Malmesbury in the Swartland. A number of years ago, at a golf day, obviously a very Afrikaans town, so it was a church day, just to add to the complications. And afterwards, somebody asked me to try and sing a song in Afrikaans. I decided to go for a song called Anna Marie My Scat, and I got it a little bit wrong. Do you know the song? It's obviously an old Afrikaans song. So the song goes, Anna Marie My Scat, yea, is the noi from my heart. I got that one word wrong, the noi. It came out as N-A-A-I.
Oh, no!
Oh, damn!
Yes.
Very romantic.
Very, very romantic. While I'm sitting beside a Dominic.
Was this directed at an Anna Marie at the gathering?
Well, my wife's name is Anna Marie. And I learned very quickly to be careful with wording.
Maybe just read the room next time. Choose your crowd carefully.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.